And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and as always I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Morning, Jo.
And our health expert Sally Obermeter. Hi there, Sal.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Oh, yes. Happy one to you as well. How have your weeks been in isolation? What's the mood like in your house, Sal?
Oh, it's a little, it's tense and I think it's up and down. And I think that has been the most interesting adjustment is that you've got four different people. So we have two kids, an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old, plus Marcus and myself. And everyone's going through their own, I guess, adjustment process all at different times, all under the one roof. So you're having to sort of juggle everyone's adjustment together in
yes.
a sense.
Yeah, it's a moment by moment, day by day endeavour in a lot of ways. GQ, how are you going?
Well, Philippa is only dealing with one child and that's me. and she, because we're in a relationship, we walk together. But look, they are, and at this these times as grandparents especially, we worry and we get lectures from our children all the time about what we should be doing every day. But we do reflect on where we've come from and what the future might hold.
Yes.
And that, from our age perspective, this vulnerable 65 plus that we keep getting told all the time to basically not breathe, we more and more, and we talk on the phone with people our age and they all express the same concerns.
Fear about the future.
Yes.
It is most definitely in the back of our minds all the time, I think. But
what
I am
what
really...
about you with your two children? And the dog?
My husband's doing well, my oldest child, and but we have a dog, so fortunately we have a very large dog park near us and we're able to go there every day for an hour, and that just really kind of breaks the tension. But I'm worried for my mum. She's on her own and, again, in a vulnerable age group. So I sent her flowers this week because I thought, she just needed a little something to remind her that we're thinking of her all the time.
Yes.
I am encouraged, though, about the fact that most of us are staying at home and adjusting to this new normal because it's saving lives. Of course, the fight against this pandemic continues. This week, the number of known COVID-19 cases reached 1 million worldwide, with more than 51,000 reported deaths from the virus. And in Australia, this morning, we're at over 5,500 known infections, and very sadly, the death toll stands at 30. So, of course, coronavirus remains central to our conversation, but we're very passionate here about helping you keep your immunity as strong as possible. So, to that end, in our A to Z of vitamins, we'll be looking at Go Healthy Via Defence Cold and Flu. And, Gerald, we're heading into flu season. So that can be quite scary to consider that there might be COVID-19 and the flu that you're dealing with. So that leads us to the flu vaccine. Does it protect us from the coronavirus?
No, it doesn't, Jo. But more importantly than ever, we have to line up and get this flu vaccine. There is a special one out for we vulnerable 65 plus age group, which is a quadrivalent, so four strains, and it has a little extra turbocharge in there to give us more protection over the flu season. So that's available under the National Immunisation Program. But whatever your age, and even children now can be included in this, it is very, very important to have this vaccination. Remember, it has no effect on our likelihood or not to be infected with COVID-19.
Right.
But the last thing anyone would need is to be battling both issues.
Mm. Yes, yes. You know, GQ, in previous years, we've had flu vaccine shortages. So if you think that you're not in a vulnerable category, should you skip it so that those who need it more can have it?
I think it's a very noble thing to do. But the best thing to do, Sal, in spite of that, is to get the vaccine. Let's cross our fingers that we do have enough. I don't think we should worry about what hasn't happened yet. Mm. It can be a bit of a story, which we've got enough fear going around without worrying about that.
Yes.
So get in early. Mm. We over the years have said there's no need to really look at vaccinating in April, May or June. They're okay. Now we're saying get in early, get the vaccine, get the protection so you're maximising your shield against anything else.
Because it takes a while to take effect?
Yes, usually, but it depends on the health of the person. Just get it. That's the message.
Okay, absolutely. The flu vax is available now at your GP, pharmacies and community health clinics. Do make sure you act now and call ahead to your GP. My mum has an appointment and her GP told her they're going to come out to the car park and administer it to her
That's
in the car.
Good.
Great.
Because we're all about at the moment telehealth. It's fantastic. Yes. It's been rolled out around the country. Mm-hmm. So now you don't need to put yourself at risk or your health workers at risk by going in to see them. And there's another new and very easy to use app that allows you to chat with a doctor all from the comfort of your home. And Mario Tasconi, pharmacist and chemist warehouse director, will tell us all about that in just a moment. As always, we'd love you to give us a call on 131 873. Have you got a specific question about your immunity? We're all about immunity here today. Have you got a question about boosting your immunity, how to manage your health condition as you isolate? Perhaps isolation has created a new health concern for you. Do call 131 873. Next up, how you can access a GP consult without leaving home here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your memories matter. So if you or someone you love is showing signs of early Alzheimer's, ask your pharmacist about Suvenaid at Chemist Warehouse. Suvenaid is a medical nutrition drink that supports memory function in early Alzheimer's when taken daily for at least 6 months. It contains a combination of nutrients which provide the nutritional building blocks to support growth of brain connections. Suvenaid is available at Chemist Warehouse for just $19.99. Suvenaid is a food for special medical purposes for the dietary management of early Alzheimer's disease and must be used under medical supervision. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where today we're all about boosting your immunity and keeping you healthy while in isolation. Give us a call, 131 873, if you have a question about your immunity or your health. For Gerald or Sally, we'd love to hear from you. So the coronavirus pandemic, of course, does mean staying home for the good of us and the whole community. But how do you see a doctor if you don't want to leave home? I mean, none of us want to sit in a waiting room right now. Well, the good news is you don't have to. You can chat to a doctor for whatever you need without leaving home, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse and Instant Consult. To tell us more, we're joined by Mario Tasconi, pharmacist and Chemist Warehouse director. Hello, Mario. It's so lovely to chat with you.
Morning, Joe. Morning, Gerald.
Morning, Mario.
What is Instant Consult? Gerald and I registered yesterday. Tell us what it is and how it works.
Yeah, well, it's something we worked on about a year ago with Instant Consult, and it looked like a great idea 12 months ago, but when we actually launched it about a month ago, we thought, geez, the timing was just right here now. So Instant Consult is a chance to have a face-to-face consultation any time of the day with a qualified doctor, and for people that can't get out of the house, and now's better time than ever for this service to be up and running right now.
Mario, what an amazing example of professional cooperation, where we're trying to short-circuit so many of the obstacles that are put into place, particularly at the moment where people can't leave home. So what technology do people need to access Instant Consult?
Really simple. They can use their phone or tablet device and download the app. It's either Apple or a Google app, mm-hmm. Depending on the type of phone. Mm-hmm. I downloaded the app the other day and actually, like you, used it for the first time because I like to test things. And
sure.
A really simple registration process. I got to see a doctor within a minute. I had to see a doctor for a referral. So I actually got a referral. My referral updated pretty quickly over the phone. So great for people that are very time poor, but everyone's at home now. So
sure.
The necessity is you need to see your doctor.
Mario, this is fantastic for it to be so quick. That's with a registered Australian doctor that you're getting this appointment?
Correct. These are doctors all over Australia. They're open from 6 in the morning to midnight. They will also update your medical records. So at the end of your consultation, you'll actually get a PDF for a summary of your consultation, which you can then forward on to your doctor.
Okay.
It's a great service for getting your prescriptions filled. And the beauty of the prescription, particularly if you're on chronic medications and you don't want to go out and you can't get out of the house to go see your doctor, can write your script for your next prescription for whatever medication you like and have it emailed direct to your closest chemist warehouse store or whichever pharmacy you choose, you normally get your prescriptions filled.
Mario, just a bit of a double banger. How much does it cost and is it covered by Medicare?
Okay. Because the service is brand new and we wanted Instant Consult wanted to get this up and running, the service is $35 a consultation. Mm-hmm. But the good news about this is with Greg Hunt's announcement a few weeks ago about getting all telehealth consultations on Medicare, by April 20, the service will be bulk billed.
Great.
So everyone can get it for free.
Good.
So that's happening in April 20. And I also might add, there's a lot of patients and a lot of great medical centres across Australia already doing their own telehealth for their regular customers. So look out for your regular doctor as well. They're also conducting telehealth services for their own patients.
So, Mario, these appointments can be used for a consultation but also prescriptions and medical certificates, whatever you might need.
Correct. The whole gamut of anything and ordering pathology. It just saves you a lunch trip out of the house to waiting time in a doctor's surgery, going to see a doctor's surgery. It just saves a whole other trip, and now's the perfect time to... we all want to be staying indoors under advice, and the less time out, the better.
Absolutely. So the steps are pretty easy. You just go to Instant Consult and you can download the app and then it's so intuitive and you just go through the steps and it tells you exactly how to register and then how to order a consult.
Or you can do as I did, Joe, just go to chemistwarehouse.com.au and there's a little link there that you click on and away you go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mario. And I would like to say on behalf of House of Wellness, thank you all those working in pharmacists across the country. Because we know there have been some very difficult days, haven't there, Mario, and some people working on the front line there who are really there for us and haven't necessarily received the best treatment all the time. So we want to say thank you to you all.
It's our pleasure. It has been an interesting 6 weeks of trade. We've seen the highs and lows. It is getting a lot quieter now, but in store, and people are definitely heeding the notice to stay home and only come out for what's necessary. But the staff are really good troopers. They're working on the front line every day and delivering for everyone day after day. We couldn't be happier.
Thank them for us, Mario, sincerely.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Mario Tosconi from Chemist Warehouse, Chemist Warehouse Director there. Well, of course, we welcome your calls, 131871. If you're needing a little boost for your health today, do give us a call. Pam in Balnarring, good morning.
Look, I have a friend who is 98. Mm-hmm. Now, he's in really good health, very good health. He only just takes a little bit of light blood pressure tablets, and he takes Sustagen every day. Now, I've had an email from his family in America asking about supplementing him with zinc and vitamin C. Now, just wondering whether... he says to me he's getting enough out of his Sustagen, which I think is only 50% of the vitamin C and 30% of the daily intake of the zinc. So I'm just wondering what I should give him that will sort of, you know, help keep him safe.
Pam, congratulations to the 98-year-old. He's in that vulnerable class. Look, the fact that he's having the Sustagen is quite brilliant, and I'd give it to him twice a day. Tell him it's a twice-a-day thing and don't complicate anything else by adding more, because even though you might offer it, there's no guarantee he's going to use it because he's a bloke. So stay with the things that are there and encourage him to have that Sustagen and to eat as well as he possibly can and stay in touch with him. Well done.
Thank you so much, Pam. Do keep your calls coming, 131871. Remember, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au for more information and with more of your questions, the little tab there.
And the Ask tab, yep. Working hard on the Ask tab.
As always, Gerald, we thank you for that. In a moment, we're going to be talking about Alzheimer's disease when we're joined by Professor Michael Woodward, Director of the Aged Care Research and Memory Clinic at Austin Health. He's going to tell us about a medical supplement that nutritionally supports memory function in the early stages of the disease. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your memories matter, so if you or someone you love is showing signs of early Alzheimer's, ask your pharmacist about Suvenade at Chemist Warehouse. Suvenade is a medical nutrition drink that supports memory function in early Alzheimer's when taken daily for at least 6 months. It contains a combination of nutrients which provide the nutritional building blocks to support growth of brain connections. Suvenade is available at Chemist Warehouse for just $19.99. Suvenade is a food for special medical purposes for the dietary management of early Alzheimer's disease and must be used under medical supervision. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We, of course, always love hearing from you on 131 873. 873. It's not one. I don't know what happened to me there. It's 131 873.
We have a solution for that, Jo, when we speak later on with Professor
That's
Michael.
That's right. We'll I need Suvenate for my memory. So Belinda in Caringba has given us a call. Good morning, Belinda.
Oh, hi, guys. It's actually Caringba.
Oh, sorry. Oh, there you go. I'm doing great today.
How can we help Belinda?
Look, I have a autoimmune disease called Sjögren syndrome. Mm. And I was just wondering how much more vulnerable I am than the average person.
Mm. To coronavirus, you mean?
To the coronavirus, yeah.
Well, and not just that, but also to any influenza virus, Belinda. More important than ever that you get your vaccine, because you are in that vulnerable, it's a word that's used so often now, but you tend to have higher risk than others. And yes, you are more at risk, which means you just look at all those precautions we talk about.
Yes.
And you
yes.
hope that others who are not doing as well as they might be from fulfilling their obligations, they toe the line as well. Keep your family close to you, Belinda. Go out as little as you can and just look after yourself and make sure your doctor gets that injection for you fairly quickly.
And I think you're entitled to say, I'm taking this very seriously to all those around you, Belinda.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call there, Belinda. Now, I do jest about my memory, but let's take this seriously. More than 400,000 people in Australia suffer from dementia. Nearly one in 10 people over the age of 65 have it. And it is actually the second leading cause of death in Australia and the leading cause of death among Australian females. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia, accounting for 50 to 75% of cases. Professor Michael Woodward is the Director of the Aged Care Research and Memory Clinic at Austin Health, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Michael, can you tell us, how does Alzheimer's affect our brains?
What happens is we have a build-up of some unwanted proteins. One of them is called amyloid, and there's another one called tau, and they damage nerve cells. In particular, they damage the connections, the synapses, and the synapses are particularly important for memory. In the same way as most people listening can recall what the last caller said, that's because you actually form synapses as quickly as that.
Wow.
And those synapses are damaged by the toxic proteins that eventually lead to a loss not only of memory but other brain functions, and sadly eventually can take you away. So Alzheimer's disease is a fatal disease, as you've said, but it goes for many, many years.
So, Professor, who would be most at risk of Alzheimer's?
So the people at most at risk are those who have a family history, a mother or a father, brother or sister, also people who are older. So you said 1 in 10 over the age of 60, 65, but by the time you get to 85, it's possibly about 1 in 3, although many of those are mild rather than severe cases of Alzheimer's. So family history, older age, but there are other risk factors, including cardiovascular risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, elevated cholesterol, not getting enough physical exercise, not being mentally active or socially active, and other ones, insufficient sleep may be a risk factor, being deaf, being depressed, all of these may also be risk factors.
Michael, good morning. And you mentioned the build-up of protein, and certainly that's an issue. And you also mentioned synapses, which we might look at Southern Cross Station or Flinders Street Station with messages coming in and out. So what nutrients can help support memory function and support that synapse function, particularly those facing dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yes, if we're worried about our risk, or indeed if we have the early stages, we should seek a diagnosis, and we can talk about that more later on. But let's say we have got significant concerns that we may have or do have the early stages of Alzheimer's. We need to look at what makes those synapses. Now, the brain is basically a fatty computer. We haven't made one in our technology era yet, but the brain is a computer that's based on fat. And the synapses are predominantly made of lipids or fats, phospholipids, and a few other ingredients. We get some of them from our diet, some of them by just recirculating the synapses because they're forming and breaking down at a rapid rate. So we need to have a good nutritious diet, but particularly if those synapses are under attack from those amyloid and tau proteins, we may need to supplement our diet with additional nutrients that we would find hard to get in our normal eating.
And so that leads us to Suvinay, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. Suvinay was actually developed over many years at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology to basically feed the chemicals into the synapses. They use two metabolic pathways. One of them is called the Kennedy pathway. But we know that these pathways can be, if you like, front-loaded. We can push them harder, and they can make more synapses. So even though the brain is being attacked, if you like, by the amyloid and tau, we can still compensate by increasing the formation of synapses so that the symptoms of the Alzheimer's, it doesn't get rid of Alzheimer's, but the symptoms of Alzheimer's are reduced.
Michael, I read a paper that you wrote a couple of months ago on that magic word deprescribing. How common are medication-related problems contributing to memory loss?
Yes, I had the privilege of being the first person to coin that word, and that certainly is a catch cry amongst doctors at the moment, because we know medications have many side effects, and the medications that use chemicals or attack the chemicals that are used in synapses are particularly prone to cause memory loss. So the synapses in the brain, the most common one uses a chemical called acetylcholine, and there are many drugs that have anticholinergic effects. That means that they work the other way. So commonly used drugs may actually affect our memory, and we need to use them cautiously and make sure that our doctor is aware of all the medications that we're on. Now, I'm not encouraging any of the listeners to stop something they're on, but certainly discuss it with their doctor or their pharmacist to get an idea about what possible side effects they should be concerned about.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Michael Woodward. And if you are concerned at all, make sure you do see your GP and get an assessment there. Well, now, here at the House of Wellness, we're passionate about immunity and we are passionate about self-care. Because at this time when we are isolating, there are lots of things that we can do to look after ourselves. And each week here on the House of Wellness, we want to shine a spotlight on one area of self-care that you can do in your home today. And today, the first in our series of easy self-care strategies, we're looking at exercise. It doesn't have to be a burden, does it?
No.
You just need to move your body.
Yeah, and it should be fun.
It should be fun. You don't need expensive equipment. So in a moment, Luke Hines, best-selling author, fitness expert, nutritional therapist, and probably a lot of you know from the House of Wellness TV, is going to join us to give us a few tips on moving our bodies in our homes. And we would love to hear from you, 131-873. What is the thing that you're doing at home for your self-care? Might be about sleep, nutrition. Maybe it's an exercise thing you got going on in your home. Maybe you like to go up and down the back step every day a few times. Whatever it might be, give us a call, 131-873. Next up, Luke Hines on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Do give us a call, 131-873. What is it that you do for your self-care at home? We're all about embracing our health. We've got all the time at home in isolation right now. And, of course, self-care is as important as medical care, we believe. So today, the first in our easy self-care strategies, and it's exercise. A lot of us groan at the thought of it, I think, but it's vital for our mental health and our physical health, and it can be done without expensive equipment and at all ages. Our dear friend Luke Hines, trainer and best-selling author, is here to tell us how to stay active in isolation. Hello, lovely Hinesy.
Good morning, Joe and Gerald. So awesome to talk to you this morning. And I have to say, I'm really excited to talk about this topic in particular, because forever and a day, back being a personal trainer, then delving into food, I've often told people you can't have one thing without the other to be healthy and happier. So what I mean by that is right now, yes, we are at home. We need to be eating healthy food. But it can't just be about the food. It's got to be about how we move and how we think, which is why I like to tell people to find the balance and synergy between the meals, mindset, and moves, which put simply is celebrating nutrient-dense meals, cultivating a positive mindset, and moving your body each and every day.
Luke, it's Sal. Hello. What are some of the things we can do to, I guess, exercise around the house that we can use in order to keep it inexpensive?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of a secret. We all, no matter whether you're young or old, we've actually all got the best equipment in our house right now, and you probably don't even know it. It is your own body.
Mm.
So a workout that I could possibly do is going to push me to my limits. Could be a similar workout that my gorgeous mum, who's in her 70s, could do, because we're all unique that we carry our own different body weight, and depending what we use it against is the type of results or training session we get. So, for example, a push-up, right? I might, if I'm feeling extra energized and I've had a, you know, nice double shot coffee in the morning, I might be doing the real deal push-ups on my toes using my body weight.
I've seen you do it online, Luke, actually, because I am a member of your training program.
Oh, I love it. I hope you're playing along at home, Joe.
Yes, but what would your mum in her 70s do?
So she could simply walk up to the wall or the kitchen bench and in her own time, do the same movement of a push-up against the wall or the bench, because depending how flat you are to the ground or how upright you are to the wall is how much weight you're actually pushing. Now, that's kind of a great exercise for our upper body, but for anyone at home, if you want to burn lots of energy, and we talk about that word calories, I don't often like to use it, but we'll talk about burning lots of calories. Our legs are our biggest muscle group in our body. So if we train our legs, we're going to burn through a lot of that kind of sedentary energy that we're cultivating at home at the moment. We could lunge up and down the hallway. We could simply do some laps of the hallway with our legs, and we can do squats. Now, for example, I might like to do a squat and hold a couple of tin tomatoes to add a little bit of weight to my body.
Mm-hmm.
But someone who might have some knee problems or an injury or maybe not that familiar with exercise might like to find a chair, put the chair in the middle of the room and simply sit down and stand up multiple repetitions, so it's safe for all ages and energy levels.
That's so great, Heinzie.
Heinzie, you used a phrase there that Philippa uses to me most days. She says, you push me to my limits.
I think if there's anything I want to stress to people at the moment is the importance of moving. A lot of people, now that they're at home, are not doing as much incidental exercise.
Sure.
So they're not walking up to the shop.
Of course.
Not walking to work. They're not moving around. And the effect that has on your mental health is profound. So what I can say is, please, unless you're watching the House of Wellness, flick off the TV and get your body moving, because the endorphins released during exercise are actually proven to help manage feelings of depression and anxiety. And I've heard from so many people in the last 4 weeks that this extreme life change that we're going through, which is so important, you know, for our nation and the world, but it is really playing with people's mental health. Mm. Now, if you can move and if you can cook with real food and not fall into the trap of laying down all day, you will really, truly, in a natural way, improve your mental health. And I think if we need anything to get through this pandemic, it's mental strength and mental clarity.
Absolutely, Heinz. You also, physical activity is linked to immunity as well, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we talk about all those great immune-boosting foods that you can do, but when we do move our body, it actually builds our natural immune defences. That's why people who start to eat better and exercise, they ward off the usual kind of common colds and the flu season.
Mm.
And I think if there's a good time to do that, it's right now. So whether you've got an indoor or an outdoor space, you need to get your lungs moving, to get your body stretching, because we don't want to come out of this hibernation of sorts and go, oh, my God, what happened? This is actually the perfect time because, I mean, we've all been there and said, I don't have time for A, B, C, and D. Well, I tell you what, there's no longer an excuse. You got a body, you got a gym, You got a kitchen, you got a health food store, you are good to go.
I love it. Thank you so much, Luke Hines. We'll see you on our TV screens at midday today on Channel 7, as always.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Helen in Surrey Hills, thanks for giving us a call. You have a question?
Oh, good morning. Look, I've got a lot of stiffness with two hip replacements and two knee replacements.
Oh, Helen.
My body is just so stiff. I've been taking magnesium, but it really doesn't seem to do very much. And I was just wondering if there's anything nutritionally I can take to improve this stiffness?
Helen, there are a number of things, and Luke gave us some very simple examples of some things you can do that will help you without pushing your body too far. If the magnesium's not helping with your stiffness, increase the dose. It's very, very safe mineral, and very important also too, because you've had that surgery and hip replacements, start taking vitamin D, 1,000 units twice a day, but increase the magnesium. Let me know in a few days on houseofwellness.com.au and the Ask tab, and we can talk about appropriate doses.
And Helen, I'm assuming you've been given some exercises in your rehab.
Oh, look, I've been doing all the squats and bending from one knee to the other and crossing my arms and sitting up in a chair and standing up.
Oh, it's good to hear, Helen. I mean, we have to commit to our own health, don't we?
Well, I don't think the mental health is going down the gurgler, but certainly the mental and physical are not connected.
Oh, well, stay in touch, Helen.
Yes, you sound like you're doing really well, Helen. Thank you so much for your call. From moving our bodies to even more ways to boost our immunity, that's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your memories matter, so if you or someone you love is showing signs of early Alzheimer's, ask your pharmacist about Suvenade at Chemist Warehouse. Suvenade is a medical nutrition drink that supports memory function in early Alzheimer's when taken daily for at least 6 months. It contains a combination of nutrients which provide the nutritional building blocks to support growth of brain connections. Suvenade is available at Chemist Warehouse for just $19.99. Suvenade is a food for special medical purposes for the dietary management of early Alzheimer's disease and must be used under...
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're always open early and always close late, with pharmacists always available. Chemist Warehouse is always here for you.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. We do love hearing from you on 131 873. And Eileen in Sandgate in Queensland has given us a call. Eileen, what's your question?
I'd like to know what I should take to boost my immune system, please.
Yes. Eileen, there are a number of things, and haven't we had a lot of good advice this morning? You get plenty of sleep. You make sure you eat good, balanced food. You try and control very hard at the moment your stress levels. And we'll get some input from Sal in a moment about the best foods. But if you hold on for a few more minutes, I'm going to give Joe a little package of nutrients that you can consider for overall boosting immune resistance to a lot of the stuff that's going around at the moment. So, Sal, a couple of suggestions with immune-boosting food.
I think one of the most important things is to eat as well as you can and as regularly as you can and as unprocessed as you can, like a general good, hearty, like what my grandma would call good, hearty meals as general advice, I think is really good. You want to make sure you've got protein. I think that's really important. And then you want to definitely keep up your vitamin C and definitely zinc. And I think you just want to eat... This isn't the time to be skimping on food or thinking about cutting out food groups. You want to eat well. That's the kind of the best advice I can give you. Eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, eat your meats, eat to be healthy.
Well,
you know,
I'm pleased you invited me to this.
Yeah,
Eileen, you got no issue with eating?
No, not at all. Veggies and fruits, yes.
Well done.
Good to hear. And you know, if you are unable to get out, Eileen, please ask people in your lives to deliver the fruit and vegetables to you. And also, a lot of us are fortunate enough to have places around us that deliver our groceries. So do check in with that, Eileen, because you don't want this to be a time when you're not getting your fruit and veggies. Thank you so much. John in Croydon, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, John. How can we help?
Yeah, look, I take, like, vitamin tablets, vitamin C and garlic tablet, But raw garlic, if I've got to go to the shopping centre, and it's just my thing, I take raw garlic. Mm-hmm. And what benefits is raw garlic?
Mm. Well,
isolating, people might keep clear from you.
Yes, you're doing a bit to physical distancing, John. But look, garlic's very good. It is an immune booster. If you're going to use garlic on its own as a supplement, though, aged garlic extract is the way to go because it is odourless and it's high dose, but there's no odour. But using garlic, and the experts tell me that you do get used to it and you don't tend to exude odour if you use it regularly compared to those who might just go heavy just once and then you wonder why everyone gives you that distancing. Mm. So no downside, John. Continue what you're doing because the benefits are there from an immune perspective.
Well, when we talk about immunity, let's go to AZ Vitamins. It's here again. And Gerald, you're quite rightly most concerned about building our immunity at this time at cold and flu season. What have you got for us?
Well, we probably don't talk about it enough, Joe, but there are classic herbs which overall contribute to helping our resistance to infection. That's what we call immune defence. So herbs like echinacea, olive leaf extract, elderberry, powdarco. We've chatted there with John about they are magnificent. These are powerful herbs used in combination. We mentioned to John garlic. And how often has vitamin C and zinc arisen? Now, as a package, it is a very simple way of each day maximising your ability to withstand infection. It's not a solid guarantee. There's no solid guarantee. So you've got to take some responsibility. But that package, and if you haven't been able to write those things down, don't stress. Go to houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab at the top, and I'll detail them all for you and what each of those herbs does so that you can be confident in using them the right way.
And are those herbs best taken in combination?
Yes, they are, because herbs are complementary, as in one helps the other, Joe. That's the beautiful thing about herbal medicine, that each one helps another one work more effectively. So you get a broad spectrum of action.
And those beautiful herbs can be found in Go Healthy Videfense Cold and Flu. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. Hey, while we're on the topic of immunity, if you're indoors today, do check out House of Wellness TV on Channel 7 at midday. We're going to be chatting to Dr. Michael Mosley, who is
your
the creator.
Special friend.
I do love him. He's a real inspiration to me because he created the 5-2 diet and his book, The Healthy Guts Diet, is extraordinary, Sal. I'm sure you're obsessed with gut health.
He's amazing.
As well. He's amazing.
Brilliant.
Well, I was able to speak with him. He was in lockdown in the UK. Both of his sons have coronavirus. They're both doctors. He's a doctor as well, and his wife as well. They're an incredible family. But he has some great tips on how we can boost our immunity. I mean, if this show is brought to you by anything today, it's immunity.
Yes, immunity, isn't it?
And it's a very different looking show now because all of our interviews are via Zoom.
Yep.
As it seems, most of the world is now communicating, it seems.
So you're zooming in and out to your interviews for TV. That's very exciting. Interesting to see how that all happens.
That's exactly right. Well, Sally, Gerald, thank you so much for
this awesome hour. Thanks, guys. Look after yourself, Sal.
Thank you. You all look after yourselves. Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well week. Of course, for more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week. I'm gonna be